is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Toronto elections go Canada crazy, notwithstanding. In Paraguay, the frame of reference was constantly back to the end of the dictatorship 30 years ago and a process of rebuilding civil society, institutions, and a democratic tradition in their country. Suddenly in Canada, for the annual fall organizer training sessions and management meetings for Acorn Canada, I found myself trying to unravel the wildness of the Toronto election crisis precipitated by a new right-wing populist Trump wannabe, Ontario Premier and former one-term Toronto City Councillor Doug Ford, against a frame of reference that seemed more common to Paraguay's history than that of Canada's. What's going on here? City Council elections were set in Toronto since the spring in the city's 47 districts. Candidates lined up, declared, and away they went. Ford, the new Premier of Ontario, seems to have become confused about whether he was elected or enshrined to the throne, and unilaterally ordered the 47 districts cut to only 25 without so much as a never mind, it seems. Commentators, pundits, and politicians seem to ascribe it mainly to old feuds from his time on the council and his late brother's raucous ride as mayor of Toronto. Of course, there was legal action by the councillors, and not surprising, there was a judicial ruling, and this is where it really starts getting weird as Ford channels his inner Trump to the outer extreme. The court ruled that the move abridged the Charter of Rights and was unconstitutional. Judge Belobaba wrote in his decision that it appears that Bill 5 was hurriedly enacted to take effect in the middle of the city's election without much thought at all, more out of pique than principle. The Toronto Star, summarizing the judge's decision, added that he blasted the province for failing to justify the cut to council, saying it submitted little evidence to support a hastily prepared argument that the legislation would result in more effective representation or that it would make council more efficient and save money. So, the October elections, in a little more than a month, were back on in 47 districts. The court's decision upset Ford, whose understanding of an independent judiciary seems in tune with President Trump's. According to the Star story, he claimed, "Hey, I was elected. The judge was appointed. He was appointed by one person. A democratically elected government trying to be shut down by the courts. That concerns me more than anything," he said, adding the courts have made him feel like I'm sitting here handcuffed with a piece of tape over my mouth watching what I say. So he claims he's going to fix that and overrule the judge using the notwithstanding clause passed initially to prevent the secession of Quebec from Canada and only designed for extraordinary circumstances and never used previously in Ontario, though it has been employed once in Quebec, Alberta, and Saskatchewan. So in the Canadian circus, Ford is calling the Ontario Parliament into session to pass a bill to overrule the judge and is appealing Judge Belobaba's ruling to the higher court. It's a U.S. Senate kind of problem, though, because Ford has the party line majority to muscle through his new bill, so no one knows what and who will really be before the voters in October, so the only thing certain is that lawyers will be running in and out of court. When this whole democracy and basic democratic rights thing is not just under fire in Hungary, Poland, Turkey, India, and elsewhere around the world, but in the United States, and oh my God, even Canada, we're really in the middle of a citizens' right conflagration totally out of control. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.